Thank you, honorable members, for attending the meeting. The meeting is officially open now, and I want to believe that you have been furnished with all the documents required for the meeting, starting with the agenda items and the other documents that are going to be used. Maybe I should indicate to you that the item number 4 and item number 5, so and 6, were supposed to have been held in the last week meetings, and we could not, basically because the meeting couldn't get a quorum, and we were forced to defer all the items to be included in today's meeting. Hence the agenda looks so low. We will try, and because we thought some of the items in the meeting are to deal with issues that were being provided with them for some times. You are all welcome, members, and I'm sure we're all again aware that we were supposed to be meeting in India, but also for some other reasons we couldn't find flights to take us to India. We will defer also that particular tour to somewhere in the course of either next year or the year after, depends on our other committees. When are they intending to have the study talk? Because we may not have more than one in one quarter. We have to accommodate each other. And then the fact that we have proceeded our, we don't invest in having to take a study talk within the next 6 months. So yeah, the next 6 months will be prioritized to other committees. Having all said so, you are all welcome. Can we check on apologies? We haven't received any apology so far. Members that are not here, we may not be able to account for them. Looking at the agenda item, any issue to be raised before we adopt this as an agenda for the day? It seems like you are comfortable with all the items reflected on the agenda. Any mover for the adoption of the agenda to be the agenda for the day? Any seconder, honorable Jesse? Any objection? No. Thank you very much. This will then be regarded as our agenda for today. Can we look at item 4, the report from KZN Sancho? So we all have it in our packages, honorable member. Honorable Sakalaki.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to make sure under which we received the draft minutes, under which item does that fall? I just want to make sure, Chairperson, sorry, I only realized this now. We have received the documents. Are we going to approve them today, or how is it going to work?
They don't feature in our program for today. Choice before preparation for yourself in the next meeting when you look at it. We are on the report from the oversight visit and the hearings that took place in KZN from the 21st to 24th of October 2014.
I just want to check if the honourable members have the correct version. The chair alerted me yesterday to some changes that he wanted made, so I made available a copy. The copy that you should have my name right at the bottom, the text version.
It all that we are having all of us.
So these changes that you asked me to make, I had to make this morning to the report. So it's a new version of it, a revised version of the report.
On page one? Honorable Julia.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't see the report alluding to the challenges that we have concerning local municipalities and the other respondents.
Challenges related to?
The respondents that weren't there, it was Runatau, the municipality challenges with COPTA or all other stakeholders that weren't present there. I think we deliberated much on that, but it was included in the report. Yes.
I'm not sure you are saying they were supposed to be on page one in the way you are presenting, because I was of the view that we should go page by page and see where do we want to correct and amend and omit it. Can we go on page by page? Okay. On page one, which is basically dealing with introductions and background. Anything that members wanted to talk to. Page two, background, continuation, purpose of the oversight, committee delegation. Page three, committee delegations continue. Baba Nango, petition. They call us attendance, transmission from petitioners. Page four, which is a continuation of submissions from petitioners. Page six, submissions from other relevant stakeholders and observation. This page six, that was page six, I'm sure you can look at it. It's supposed to be page seven where we are moving into now. Yeah. Okay. That is my only number two. Yeah, wonderful, Michelle.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would just suggest on page 5, that's 4.4.2, where we refer 4.4.2.
Okay.
Page 5.
Yeah.
Where we refer to the actions of some of the relevant local government authorities. I think that perhaps it would be good for us to just make mention that of whether they received an invitation, whether they received a letter, or whether it was a proper subpoena. Because I think when we later in the meeting come to the guidelines, that we need to establish a way of inviting these people to the meeting, and that it should be via a proper subpoena, not only a letter. So I think we should just perhaps for record purposes make mention that the letter has been sent and the way it had been sent, and that was found insufficient. And that is the reason why they did not reach. I would just make that suggestion.
I hear that you are saying we should not sound like we are blaming, even where we haven't done what we were supposed to.
I think for purposes of just clarity on why they didn't attend, we must just perhaps make mention of the fact that there was a bit of a problem with the communication with them, and that the committee had, because we have resolved that we need to look at the way in which we invite people to these meetings to make sure that they get seen out in the end and not just sent to the letter. I think for record purposes, because it is a report, we must just perhaps make mention of that.
I'm sure that there are no changes that we have to make an expression of the way we did not, you know, send the necessary required documents to the report. So we are at page 6 now. Anything on page 6 dealing with the recommendations after the continuations of observations and findings? Page 7. On the recommendations continuation and the new petitioner from the key caller. Is it the key caller? Honorable Tim, I thought you can play with the time than that myself in that one.
Who
pay the call?
Call.
That's why I tried to get the honorable member who can, you know, fill the time. Anything on page 7? Page 8? Of course, the petitioner submission and submissions from other relevant stakeholders. Page 9, observations and findings. Recommendations at the bottom. Page 10, recommendations and conclusion of the report. Honorable Michael.
Chairperson, I'm sure you will agree with me, and I just want to make this comment before we adopt this report. I'm sure you will agree with me, and I think I speak on behalf of the whole committee if I say this, that this report is a vast improvement from the previous one that we referred back. And I would like to take this opportunity, if you would allow me, to thank Dr. Gondia for the excellent work that went into this. I think if this is a standard of the reports that this committee is going to produce and receive, then I think it's really going in the right direction. And I think it's work that we as a committee, and especially she, as our content advisor, can be very proud of. Thank you.
Thank you very much, honorable member. In the light of no corrections or amendments you are inspecting, can we table this request for our consideration? Any move for adoption of the report as a true reflection of what happened in KZN? Honorable Tim.
Yes, thank you very much. This is the sole question of the report. The proposed adoption of consumption of
the mover for report to be adopted. Seconder. Honorable Nicolette.
Chairperson, since the NEC is not seconding any of the reports, I will second it.
Thank you very much. Any objection for the report to be adopted? No, thank you. This report will then be adopted and be prepared to be taken for, to be tabled in the House for the consideration of the House. Thank you very much, honorable member. The next item is the petition guideline.
Chairman, I just want to make sure my previous copy was in my office because I work on it. Are there perhaps any extra copies available of the guideline?
I'm sure there should be. It looks like where we are they did not make provision for extra coffee. Can we move for the next item so that they quickly attend to it and we'll come back to it to answer for the coffee? It looks like we are agreeing on that one. Can we have copies of this report and we'll then come back to it? Can we consider the next item being consideration of the first term 2015 committee program? Even before the secretary could read this, it looks like we are going to be compelled to see the change of this report for reasons that were just being given in the meetings of Jefferson now, that because of the Parliament Meet the People program, which has impacted heavily on our programs, all of us, we are compelled to redo it. We don't even have it. Oh, the secretary said he couldn't because of very similar information. It is as good as this program is not existing as of now, because it will be totally redone in totality. If we were to agree, can we then defer it? I don't know to what, because we are expected to submit it before we are there for the return.
If it's possible, can we look at it tomorrow?
I think it's very much possible. We'll make sure that before the end of business today, it has been reproduced with the guidelines that will be received from the Office of House Chairperson. Thank you very much. The Honorable Mark.
Remember, there is also including on other policies. So we are suggesting that we never allow the management team to deal with the technical need and look away for the coordinated people that way. Increasing the top, I don't think it will be more helpful. Quota is affected, also the health is affected.
So the suggestion that is amending on the one that was on the table is to say, we will do it collectively as the CEO instead of one committee. So that all of them, maybe by tomorrow they might be ready. It cannot be only one ready while others are not, because they should talk to one another. Okay. One of the juniors?
Yes, Chairperson, I would agree as long as it is tomorrow. The other two, we already adopted the programs of the other two committees.
No, it is also affected. What I've reported is it affecting also them. So all of us, the three of us, we have to redo. Okay. So we'll try and then see how convenient and best can we do in order to make sure that we don't, make you all stuck in. The next item is assessment and update on the legacy petition. We received in this element taken from the fourth parliament, and we'll also reflect on what we have received on ourselves as a, it is a form of a register that we are making you to look at it. Okay, together. Oh, the ones that they've provided to you are reflecting only to petitions that we have received from the beginning of 2014. This one. All have it. Okay, cool. The first one, it is the one that we received on the 9th of July 2014, as it was referred for us. To attend to Parliament on the 3rd of July. Honorable
Manapoli. Sir, I'm not sure what was a week ago.
Come again?
Was that you're on the item number 7.
Yes.
Assessment and update of the legacy petition. So three legacies from the previous and of Parliament. So to me, what's in front of me is the first Parliament petition.
All right.
So, Mala says we're supposed to
with the first parliament petition to check whether which one are we still protesting and one is still the one or want to be present or to question to be disadvantaged. So I'm not sure what they are doing now. For guidance.
They were supposed to be, that's why when I outlined, I said both of them, it was supposed to be the legal system, because we thought we should know which ones are, have been received by ourselves, which ones have we inherited, so that we are able to manage, even when we are, you know, programming them, program them with that particular identity. But they only forwarded to us the ones of the year, there's no legal system that was supposed to be here. Honorable Manager. Just because
I'm
connected.
Can I want to come on the phone? No, I just want to understand
the
remarks. So, in a sense, you're not going to deal with negativity. We're going to assess what we have received for the first time moving forward. So that next year, when we also should affect the program of this in sense. So, do you want to find out, are we going to prioritize the legacy and in the infection of the without
receiving it? Is there any explanation, thank you.
Thank you, Captain. A comment from Honorable Member is quite appreciated. Indeed, this is supposed to be the fourth-term legacy program. However, the experience that we are having at the moment is that there are various inputs from various offices, namely the table staff, the office of the secretary to the NCOP, and there are some views on all of the legacy reports that we put there, which we haven't compared with the chairperson, so much that had I been putting this before finalizing that it was also going to affect that. There is also a quarterly report which also captures some of the legacy report outputs. So I thought we should just finalize with the chairperson and then come, you know, to the committee to say that was the one reason.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, just three comments, actually two suggestions. The first one is, I think we must just perhaps stress again to the secretary that if the agenda says assessment of the legacy report, that the legacy report document be on our table. This is not acceptable. My two suggestions that I would like to make directly to you as the chairperson, and I hope this will assist in us doing our work properly for the fifth parliament, is firstly that we go through, or that someone, I would suggest perhaps the researchers, the content advisor and so on, goes through the legacy petitions that still need to be done, and assess whether all of them properly constitute a petition that we can hear. Why I say that is, if a petition comes to our table, that, for example, like a meeting or two ago when we came to the conclusion that it doesn't fall within our jurisdiction, it's in the minutes about 2 weeks ago, with regards to, for example, the prisoners, that before we summon people to come and testify before the committee, that we go through those legacy petitions and see which ones of those can be dealt with just by saying this doesn't fall in our jurisdiction, so we can get them off our papers. That would be my first suggestion. So perhaps relook all the petitions and see which ones might come to us and which ones we can just refer back or simply say in one meeting, these ones don't fall within our jurisdiction. I think that will assist to make a list a lot shorter. My other suggestion would be that when they in the end assess us in the fifth parliament, they're not going to look at what legacy the fourth parliament left. They're going to look at what legacy we left. So my suggestion would be that we first look at the new petitions for the fifth parliament and deal with them. And as we go along and have extra time to try and get the backlog of the fourth parliament a bit smaller. But my suggestion would be that the fifth parliament petitions should receive priority because that's the legacy we're going to leave. It's of no use that we get rid of the backlog of the fourth parliament and we leave to the sixth parliament our own backlog that's going to reflect badly on this committee. So I would appeal to you that we go and reassess the backlog and what kind of petitions we have firstly, and secondly, that we give priority to our new petitions as well to make sure that we don't leave a backlog of items. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm partly covered. My name is just that looking at this petition, can we ever think when we get this negative report on outstanding petitions? Because I don't think we're treating it with the necessary urgency that it deserves. Because since May, you should have started, or the Secretary or anyone responsible should have started with that first and say, look, there's a report by July or so, June, July. That is a report when it gets in, because we talk a lot about the problem with the backlog of petitions. And I can't believe that we still have a backlog of just populating a report. It should have been done with the necessary urgency that it deserves to take. So can we just take the date so that we don't lose it open or leave it open for interpretation that it can be done next year December. So my suggestion would then be the very first meeting in 2015 that we get a report, or before it can be mailed to us before that. Thank you.
Another
one,
my question.
Mine is also, this one is in front of us, of 2040, of the first parliament, which is in front of us. The challenges that is confronting we are addressing, but to me, the information is incomplete. It's just covered the subject of exclusion. We don't have any other information with regard to what the administrator has procedure on, whether this, this petition has been processed and that within our district jurisdiction. I want to believe that there was supposed to be another column. So the one we assess and process and prioritize which one are we starting first and others, notwithstanding the age of their submission date, just assessing which one can be, we can process it easily without any challenges that we confronted with, especially when taking into consideration that the stakeholders that need to be reconducted when we process it. So our open question, this assessment that is in front of us should be sent to the next the first meeting in January, so we can do it together with the first parliament petition to make our work not become a challenge. Because of I'm not sure when I assess what are we going to do now, because that's the present then without any other information exchange. Like we present it out. The stakeholders must be identified. There's no column that can change our stakeholders. So for us to be able to prioritize and intend for 2015 moving forward, our plan, what are we going to put in the bank of the city? Even though the plan might be presented to us tomorrow, as well as going to be picked up for us to be able to present the presentation.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Here on the appropriation, that the legal on this matter that is on the agenda, we should come up with a date when it can be given a report. But I remember it's not for the first time that we did deal with it. So I'm going to suggest that let's defer it to the next meeting of the committee. But here, again, the difficulty of going to process the petition does not necessarily lie on the number of petitions that are before us. It also lies on the guidelines. And I'm not sure if we'll be doing justice to say we just sit in from the draft. To me, I was going to suggest that even the draft in the next week, maybe in the beginning of the meeting, we can just ask me for the union, just workshop, thoroughly on the meeting. The guidelines. Remember, it's a procedure without the committee. I'm not sure if today would be doing just for us to say, let's just say, okay, we can say we take note, but I prefer a request that today in the next meeting, we just afford an opportunity, whatever that is to say. come and present it to us so that we have more bite on it. Thank you.
So thanks, Honourable Member. I think the focus of this item assessment and update on legacy and the status of your petition that we have received since we have been in office as a committee. The intention was the support staff were supposed to have been communicating with those petitioners, check whether they are still, you know, interested in taking the matters up. Say for argument's sake, you'll find that in 2009, amongst our listed legacy petitions, you'll find that one petitioner complained about the status of water in his, you know, particular area. And between that time and today, they have been provided with water. The checking effort, we are going to make sure that we are only adding, you know, legacy of the things that are still relevant for us to deal with them. But it looks like, you know, the depth of listening is not the same. And because I thought it's what we have agreed that go and check this thing. And you might have 60, but the real one that you may have to possess, they might meant to be 40 or 30. On the basis of the needs that have changed since the, you know, petition has been with us. I was of the view that when they present this thing, it will reflect those things. It is unfortunate that sometimes, you know, when you expect to have been provided with the work and see whether the work reflects what you have to do, you only meet the work, you know, at the committee level. And it's perfect. It doesn't, you know, give you that authority to say it does not, you know, talk to what you say. But all what you have made a submission, Honorable Member, I think they will be, you know, taken into consideration. And when we are going to consider them, we'll be considering them, looking at the relevant status as we are talking as of now. And I even requested that, moving forward, when we program our program petitions, we should see to it that 60% should reflect the ones that we have received ourselves. 40% then deal with the legal, so that we don't find ourselves running after, you know, some other people's work and leaving our own work behind. So I was, you know, looking at that to say, once we have got a proper status of this thing, we'll be able to say 60-40 in this way, and then we'll proceed in that line. But we appreciate all your input. We make sure that we're doing better in the next space has that to be given. It should talk to that, including the column that will indicate if it says this one is no longer relevant, then we delete it to say it's no longer relevant, you know, to be important. Okay. Honorable Magalakis and Honorable Mati, you are important.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, there's just one other concern, and that is the last paragraph, or not the last paragraph, the last column. We must at some stage start getting to a point where our petitions reach the House again. We can't have it in the committee and rethink and re-chew and have another interview and carry on and carry on, but none of them gets finalized, because they only finalize when they reach the House. So I think we need to, with those that we take on, we need to stick through and push through and get them done and get them into the House so they can get all our papers that we get. It's no use that we keep going to a place and keep considering it 3, 4, 5 times, but it never gets to the House. For all practical purposes then, it's not been dealt with. So I think this is a very big concern, is that we need to start ticking this last box.
Honorable Mohat.
I think we have concluded on this matter from your commission to say, if we fully agree, where there will be shortcomings, let's acknowledge that there are shortcomings. We don't think that there will be an improvement like we're starting to see an improvement either way. I think Honorable Manobole also suggested that there should be an additional column. Maybe that is when we always say reflecting the status also of progress can also be more accommodated in that. So I was going to suggest a person, maybe the suggestion that I put forth after seconding the Honorable Julius to say the outstanding, honestly speaking, we need to have a day where we are saying where do we have understanding in terms of our approach to issue in the guidelines, you know, as I was suggesting that really the outstanding issues on the agenda, especially the assessment and the guidelines, can be thoroughly dealt with in a form of a discussion or workshop, unlike where we are too formal in this week.
Thank you. Can we then leave this in that note that they will still redo it and will program it when it's properly being compiled so that you are able to navigate where are we, what are the shortfalls and all this kind of thing. Okay? Can we then go back to the report, the petition guideline? I'm sure now you are all having the copy. Can we go on page by page? Honorable Martin.
Sure, listen, I'm not sure whether I was well understood. I thought maybe we can say we take note, it's presented into the committee. We take note of it, but honestly speaking, because we're talking about guidelines that could be guiding, decisions that are legally in nature, you know. I'm not sure how the feeling of other members, but I was hoping to allow me to say, why can't we afford an opportunity where we can thoroughly discuss the guidelines in a form of affording maybe 30 minutes discussion. Honestly speaking, I've just left only the chairperson, and honestly speaking, I think there's a need for us to be workshop done.
Honorable
Makavai. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we received quite a while back a first draft of the guidelines that I'm sure every member went through and studied and had or formed a few opinions on what they would like added or removed, so on. I think this is a more refined version thereof, but I would, if my suggestion would be that if members need some more time, that the suggested 30 minutes of the Honourable Mohapi should be fine, but that we don't postpone this for too long, because if we come back next year, these must be in place. It doesn't help we commence next year and we still don't have guidelines. We have received these guidelines, the first draft, quite a while ago. In my opinion, that's ample time, but if I would suggest that if members should need another half hour just to go through these, that would be fair. But I don't think we must postpone it to a next meeting. I think we should deal with it and make sure that when we leave here, that we have guidelines in place to deal with as they come in from now on. Because if we postpone it and we get over the next 2-3 months before we return, 3 months before we return, any petitions, they're not going to fall under the necessary guidelines. So every day that we wait over here with the guidelines is going to have consequences. So I would be happy with 30 minutes, but I would please like to ask you that we deal with this by the time that we leave the meeting. Thank you.
Honourable members, there are two suggestions here. The one to say, let's load the document that it is, and then find the time to deal with the DGK. And the other vision is today, since we have received this draft some time back, and we were requested also, it wasn't just only receiving, it was receiving, tabled, and presented, outlined by the researcher. And the members were then requested to be given time to go and look at it and suggest amendments where they are necessary, and then they come and adopt it. I'm not sure which route do we want to take today, sitting where we are. But I wanted to say to the meeting that whatever route we would want to take, we should know that this tool is the only tool that will enable us to execute our work effectively. And we said this tool, once accepted, will then be tabled to the House, to be adopted by the House. so that even the front desk of the house will be able to take tune of this, you know, guideline whenever they receive whatever document, because you would know that as we are talking now, there is a petitioners that were made to come and present before the Secretary of Parliament without, you know, myself, and then we are trying to cover up and then clean up all those things. So we thought this will be the document that will guide everybody. And again, on top of that, this is the document that will become the founding document towards going into the petition in Dawa. So if we have not yet adopted it, it is then said we may also consider to not go into the petition in Dawa into the first quarter of the 2015. Because for you to go into that, you should have been only an unaffected. This is the guideline that will help us. I'm not sure I was thinking, outlining and making my understanding, it will then make you to change a better decision that will be in the best interest of the community. Honorable Mark, Honorable Mr.
President, such an example. There's supposed to be a legal we should be buying in terms of our expectation of the responsibility. Because you have electing petitioners. They are saying the committee must notify the petitioner within 4 weeks of the date on which a petition was effective. You go further to say after the submission of the petition to the presiding officer must scrutinize the contents of the report within 2 weeks. I'm just asking myself, how did whoever, the author of this petition, arrive to the timeline to say 2 weeks, to say 4 weeks, what if informed? And again, you go further for us, in case within a particular period, nothing happened, what are the consequences? So I'm saying it will really need us to come and engage on the jury. I understand the concern of Honorable Hannibal. But my main worry is that at times rushing for the sake that we want to see others performing might also catch up with us. Remember, you're going to have a petitioner and the respondent. And both people have got a record of either going to court or anywhere, should there be any discrepancy. And my worry is one thing. If you check on the fourth parliament, there's an incident happening where members were taken into the constitutional court. And at the end of the day, it was an embarrassment to the NCAP or whatever structure that is dealing with that particular. So I'm just saying, a call for consensus. And I'm not saying it's not important for us to discuss. But I would imagine that would be sitting in a meeting, especially with challenges of people that they just say, no, we're not going to attend or honor such tribunal, you know. What are the consequences? So we need to have people with a legal understanding who have prepared the document to say that legal, this is how things are happening. I'm not underrating any person. I know it can be reasonable to engage with the document. My main one is whether the document needs to be legally binding. The content of it will need really be helpful for us to execute our process. I was just taking one example. I can cite quite a number of issues. I'm saying they need to be thoroughly engaged with some of the issues that I'm saying.
Not undermining the work that has been done since the and notice that there are also some items that have been done. But myself, as well, I do have some comment on this document. It's unfortunate that I've lost my other document. At least this is some of the office that I've made notes of on it. But really, like I said, this is a legal document. If we can corrupt, and since when it's going to go through the process of this committee and later on be adopted at the House, we have to find ourselves that we are put in a predicament. This is our own document, and it is against us. So it shows that we have done some clumsy work. that later on will reflect on us. So maybe when you are under pressure, then there's a reason why we intend to want to rise here. And I know the importance of the work and the community. In the pressure that you are, the country is in housing because of other petitions that you have been submitted and not present. We have made an appeal to share the committee and to your statistics and not to proceed with their actions. But it does not say that to qualify us to say make it right for us to run in our sentence. Seriously, it needs to a legal option to be represented to us, because there are other constitutional contradictions that I have also that I put up on the committee. So I also submitted the apology to the content advisor. I processed them, but I misread the document about the capacity as well. But I'm just going to make sure that people are up to the committee. Let us not run ourselves against the committee. You end up scoring your own goals. You can't score in goals.
Chairperson, various provinces have petition bills that are working. Their petition committees are working as well, which was more than we could say for Parliament in the fourth term. Those provinces with their bills, if you have read those provincial bills for petitions, and I have, they have a legal basis, and they have been used, I can see, as a basis for this, because it reads the same. If I had to assess this document, I would say that this is a compilation of the best aspects of each of those bills. I don't know whether I'm right, but on face value, I can see clearly that is what this is. My understanding of today's item, in the light thereof that we received a draft guidelines a while ago, was that we would come back now and go through it page by page and raise these concerns that the members have, so that in the next meeting those concerns can be addressed in a new draft before we can adopt it. Now, I just want you to take into consideration that if we don't raise those points that we have, and that we say we have, here, it's going to take another meeting for a final draft to come back and be scrutinized, and then perhaps even another meeting before this can be approved. And then we're already in March. My suggestion would be that if there are concerns with these rules or guidelines that we have, that we raise them now, we will have a future opportunity to also raise them. But if you have a problem and you can raise them now, let it be raised just to make the job of the content advisors easier to, when they come back, have a more complete document. Every step we take is a step closer to finalizing this thing. If you have concerns, and it seems that if some of the members have concerns that they are able to raise right now because they mentioned a few examples, then I understand that this is the opportunity to then raise them, because we had these. It is not the committee's fault if documents that were given 2 months ago weren't scrutinized. In my opinion, yes, I also have a few concerns that I would like to raise if we go through it page by page. But this has a legal background, it has a legal foundation, and I think it is to a great extent sound. So I would request that we go through this page by page, otherwise it will reflect, unfortunately, that this has been dragged out unnecessarily. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would agree with it. Statement by Honourable Michalaki. I would second if that we continue with it now. We had an opportunity to read. I think this document was in our possession of 2 months ago. in the previous meeting, Honorable Michalaki said that he didn't carry it, and it was given to all honorable members to go through. I don't see how we can not deliberate on this document now, so I would second it. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mark. I'm sure you'll be of Honorable Manoj.
With due respect, there's no one who is rejecting the guideline. But we are simply saying it will be much more better when you own up to the document. You have a better insight of the document itself. And you know, to me, it's really surprising, Honorable Judges. Because even if we adopt the document today, the document is not going to be a final document by January. You still have to table it before the NCOP for adoption. So how we are approaching it, effective today, if we're not going to adopt it, I'm not sure if that will call to order.
By me?
No, by Honorable Judge.
No, I haven't even recognized it.
Yes. Because I would also ask the Secretary, who has prepared the document?
Yes.
With the assistance of the legal department. I'm happy, Chair. So,
it has been prepared from the research unit and then presented to ourselves. Hence, she was saying, I did vast, you know, input, and then expecting members also to do the same.
Yeah.
The original document, it was even having the offense and then the penalties.
Yes.
Which I said, I wanted you to understand it.
That is why
we said that cannot be on the guideline, because that is what will capture it when we are finalizing the act that we want to do. It is relevant, but it's relevant for the act, not the guideline. This is just a tool to be saying as a committee, these are the things that will guide you when you do away.
Yes.
It cannot be a tool as long as it has not been presented to the House for adoption by the House. And for the House to adopt it, it cannot adopt it before it is adopted by the committee. So we are at the entry level. What is sound missing and worrying, from where I'm sitting, is honorable members have seen the paper that we had, do your input and see where we can do improvement. That has not been done. It's fine. We agree that when we present it today, page by page, we then said, I have noticed this thing. Can we change it? Because for now, it's no longer our own paper. It's our paper.
That is why the question, my suggestion was to say, yes, as the committee, you can take note of the presentation of the document. But we are humbly requesting that this matter be discussed thoroughly in a form of a motion. Maybe on our behalf, might have a benefit of a legal background. And my main worry, I might not have a problem myself, but I'm worried other people might be left behind. So, hence I'm suggesting with due respect, can you ensure that you are more accommodating?
What method, if you were to want to consider to give
that? Yes, I suggested, Chairperson, that let's afford a committee an opportunity for this document to be presented in a form of a workshop, where informal use and engage starts. Because in a formal meeting, it becomes too stringent and it becomes more difficult for other people to engage the document. But in a form of a workshop, Chairperson, I think you are able to be at liberty to explain the report. That was a humble request. As I said, we can afford that opportunity in the next meeting today. The first 8 minutes, let's afford a presentation. Page by page, then give the presentation based on the report.
Honorable Manopo, let me respond.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to satisfied when Honorable Makhlaki raised two options, really two options. First one, we think it is processing now, take a bigger tabling, and the second option that we take it as this one is the first table we consider, and next meeting we finalize it. It was there. without saying that we propose in a way second honorable had with amending the proposal and say with this document to be presented, to be noted that it's a formal presentation, it's a presentation that is presented to us. And then we know that take it and by January, 30th of January, we committee member has not submitted the submission. Their input will come especially when we interact the process and final position as it was just presented to the and the members have given the opportunity to go and process it. And submit it and submit their input. So the members who have not submitted their input in the next meeting must process and analyze it. So I'll be supposed to make up the answer to that. This is the deadline.
Wonderful, my character. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Honourable Chairperson, just a few comments. Firstly, our content advisor has adopted it at all. Secondly, we are legislators. As part of our job is to understand, scrutinize, and develop law. My understanding of this point was that we should deliberate. I think I've made my point on all of that clear. However, if you would go for the option of postponing this, then I would ask you to call upon the members to seriously do their homework next time.
Chairperson, we are not necessarily saying honourable members did not do their work. I think it's also procedurally fair. Any document that is being developed for the benefit of the community, we need also to have state attorneys being a rep who can also come and help us so that when we present the report in the NCO chairperson, at least the document that the Barrage workshop, all of us, we have a letter. That was just the humble request. Because even now, I can ask a simple thing. Ask maybe without undermining any person, with your chairperson. You say, what is informed? Put an informed. I doubt well of it a legally response. And I said, chairperson, in our show, you're also about us to have any legal person from the department who also come as and when we finalize the document. We are able, ready to ensure that we have come justice to the community. We are not undermining any person. We are simply saying, chairperson, honestly speaking, let's do just things. It doesn't necessarily mean when we are there, we are not ready to take our responsibility of bringing the document.
Of course, I've heard all your inputs, honorable members. apparently, some of the procedural aspects captured in here are not necessarily referred to honorable members to do that. It will be the administrator, the registrar of the petitions, who will then do the necessary work and then put it up with the information. But having heard all what you are saying, honorable members, let's agree that when we deferred the judgment in the last meeting, we were of the view that by the day we are then reconsidering it, we'll be able to talk to the contents thereof. And from what I'm picking from yourself, you are still saying you need to have time to go back and look into the aspect of this submission as a guideline. We will allow that and of course hoping that in the next meeting when we'll be considering this, we'll have all of us talking in one way to say whether, of course there's nothing wrong if we're saying this guideline does not contain what you expected. It is up to the committee to say so. If the guideline contains things that you feel you are not comfortable,
talk to them, but we will never know them until we are talking to them and saying, this one needs to be, you know, and I'll be dead and shifted this way and that way. But as I must emphasize this one, that this document will draw your reference from all seven petition acts across our legislature. The way they contributed into this particular document, except to say their contribution were limited, because this one is not an bill. It's not a draft bill, it's just a guideline, a tool to, you know, make us to say, oh, once we receive, these are the things to be followed. It will even help the secretariat to say, oh, in terms of the guideline, I must check these things and check one whether, so that we don't call a hearing, and in the hearing, we decide that this petition was not supposed to be here because it doesn't have this and that. So it's a checklist of the sort that we wanted to have it in our disposal. So we will refer it back, and bring it back when hopefully all of us will be in a better position to talk to it. Does it make sense?
Chairperson, can I just put the rider? I suggest that maybe if it's possible, the legal person from the state attorney, if we can just get a petition also behalf for that thing.
The state legal unit will only come when we produce a draft bill. But for now, we're using the internal legal unit. It is the one that we are sharing the information.
You know, Chairperson, why am I suggesting this? I just pick up or make reference to the issue of timelines. You know, I remember we were dealing with issues of intervention, and there was different interpretation in terms of the timeline. So I'm just saying, if perhaps we have people that can help us, I don't have any problem. But I was nearly there, where we have people who have a better understanding of the legal background, I think it would be more helpful. But if you feel you'll be comfortable, it's fine, you can engage each other on the day when you
meet. Maybe emphasize again, Honorable Martin, we are dealing with a guideline. It's not an act. The act is the one that will have to make sure that it doesn't. This is an internal guideline for ourselves. It's not a regulation, it's not it's absolutely a document to help us to, you know, do our work. But nonetheless, we'll do everything that we will impress everybody in the committee while we move forward. So I will tell. Yes, sir.
Chairperson, if you follow up. I've made reference, Chairperson, with your respect, to one example. If you check, the document is talking about the right of the petition. It's talking about the right of the petition. It doesn't say anything about the right of the respondent. On issues of procedure relating to petitions, should a person say, I'm just trying to set an example, should a person say to comply with the timeline that we have stipulated, would we have an opportunity, or would we have the right as a committee to say you are faithful to honor that? What are the documents in terms of that portion? It's not reflecting the document.
Honorable Mahan.
Okay. Point of order, Chairman, sorry. Are we now deliberating as is on the agenda?
Thank you very much, sir. We are not in that level. I was just giving guidance as to what are we trying to establish in this process. But nonetheless, it's fine. We will have this thing to be reconsidered in the next meeting, where we have been programmed it. Next meeting does not mean the immediate meeting after this one. It will be the meeting that will be certain that you are up and running to deal with the matter. Can we then move forward? Thank you. The eighth item on our agenda is the executive undertaking. I'm sure we will receive the same copy the same day as this one. I'm sure it is a month and week before where we are. Not
No, that's just correcting me here today. Here is about the petition, I mean the executive undertaking that has been referred to us by the House Chair, the Chair of the LCOP, as reflected in this document. This one. In numbers, I'm sure they are met. Why do I say not numbers? How do you arrive at some? Because it's 1 and 2. Not for only 1 and 2, honorable Frank. How do you read 7? This one is the half of 1. Why are you giving me half? Because there's only 1 and 2 here. What is that? It's temporary. You have 7. Honorable Mark.
Can I get like, what is
the really part of it? I'm sure you would recall that from time to time we are receiving from the chair of the house that minister this, minister that, executive responsible for a particular portfolio have committed or undertaken to do things in a particular way. And we said we should then have a list of all those undertakings to be registered so that we know what have we received so that we assess whether they are. Because you will see that some of them, the ministers would have said in the year 2016 or so, 1, 2, 3. But they have listed it to be an undertaking. So you may not be able to hold the accountable or him accountable until that time that she said this thing will be done.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, first question.
Just before that, are you compatible with the response that I've given to you?
Yes, Chairperson. Okay. What I have before me, I'm not sure if I have the right to do it. If this is what we are referring to, I don't think this is a negative undertaking.
Thank you. I'm sure I'm still struggling to get the ones with 7 if you are saying it's 7. No problem, McKellen. I was just checking whether an explanation has been made.
Not a problem. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would just like to inquire, well, firstly to make the comment that I'm glad to see that executive undertakings is proceeding even though we did not get the opportunity to go to India. I think it's important that we fulfill every aspect of our mandate. I would like to know what the position is on possible guidelines for executive undertakings as well. Not necessarily as formal as the petition ones, but at least to give some form of guidance as to what constitutes an executive undertaking and what the procedure is that we will be taking from the moment that it's referred to us and then the process from here on, just so we can have clarity on how we work with these, because it's a new concept to all of us. I think a more informal but at least a clear document would be very helpful to just set out for the committee how we should deal with executive undertakings so that everyone is on the same page. That's just a suggestion.
Thank you for that. What we are also expected to do is to work, of course, I'm not sure whether that has been done, requested that the Rules Committee consider amendment of the rules of NCOP to accommodate the mandate of this committee. Because if you look at the rules committee that we are using as of now, it clearly says the work given to us is unmandated kind of a work. We have got no authority over it drawn from the rules. So we have said
the rules should be amended to reflect our work. The rules are still talking about private members' legislative proposals. That's what the rules are talking to. And then we are no longer that committee, despite the fact that some elements of that committee are transferred to ourselves through the petition. But in totality, the executive undertaking, there's no single document, no rules, nothing that you can draw it and say, this is what is guiding us. Hence, the motivation for us to say, we have to go and trace where this thing originated from and learn so that we are able to execute that part of the functions that we have been set. Unfortunately, we cannot mourn forever. We have been deprived that opportunity, and that opportunity should not say we should then scorn and delegate our responsibility on the basis of that. We should still find ourselves and say, how best can we continue with the work? As we are talking about the amendment of the rules, which will get a minimal, guidelines to say, do it this way when we are dealing with this particular thing. For now, even if you were to say, let's call the chairperson of the House, let's call the secretary of NDOP, none of them will tell us what you have to do in terms of this money, because it has got no reference in all our documents that guide the work of Parliament.
And we thought that we could have fast-tracked the undertaking by going to India to be able to meet our own interests, what we are doing for them. So it seems, I'm not sure, it's disappointing in itself. So I don't know how, what mechanism can we put, maybe to ensure that the rules and the rules committee for them. So then it means that it makes our work very difficult. But I wanted to raise this. I can see that the undertaking most data there are from the system. So when you find out that the procedure that we're only going to rely on the undertaking that is the system, and the others, how we're going to change them from the community. Or from the public. It's one of the things that the absence of the rules is also the debt. But I noticed that there's a column that they were suggested to the government. But the column says yes, they received from the government. This blame. Because we want even, I was still waiting for the response from the department. That's the reason why this column, the first column is still blank with regards to the information that they could make and I think so. Chair, I'm not sure. I wanted to deliberate on this, but now, what you're saying now, before I wanted to deliberate on the undertaking, if my kind of wanted to withdraw, because of, if you don't have rules, it's difficult to process whatever you want to process. Because of the executive will want to ask us. We are mandated by rules to process the undertaking. Where do you get this power from? Because of in our community, according to the way it processes, the undertaking, but it was never processed. So maybe the reason why the executive has not responded to our question that we need to do.
Well, we haven't sent anyone for now.
But you say,
and then taking the statement. No, there's been sent from us by the chair of the House. And then we are still saying, what criteria are we going to use?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, and then taking the statement.
1st September 2002. Who sent this to the cabinet?
The committee session received the information from the table. The table received the information from the executive. The idea was, when we had a meeting, a workshop with the secretary of the NCOP, he said, it's going to be difficult for the section to be always in the house to listen to executives when they make undertakings and commitments. Rather, the table, when we receive information from the executive, forward it to us. Now the question is, what does the section, I mean the committee has to do? To write back to the executive and say we have already received, but are you going to honor your commitment? It's somewhere around that. So I would not know exactly, those are internal matters that are coming from the executive.
I am telling you, we are still going to find that point. And I'm glad, progressively so, on our regard to this one specifically, admitted that there's no place for us to handle this matter. And especially supported by Honorable Chair, to say, honestly speaking, even if we have guidelines, they are just too flat because you don't have goals that are amended. It boils back again, Chairperson. So where earlier on one suggested that really for us to do justice to the petitions committee and the creative analysis, let's not rush for the sake of quantity. The only thing that you must ask pursue is to ensure that as and when we concluded the issue suggested, we are able to say at least we have delivered. I would imagine Chairperson where we are starting to deal with the creative undertaking. And without us specifically as a committee knowing exactly what is expected of us. You know, it's more embarrassing to even hear when the Secretary of War is saying, I don't even know what is expected of us. And I supposed to go and keep that idea. Because I was on the view of saying, most of the time when the executive goes out to the public, they usually make commitments, names in those meetings. And that is why you always find the opportunity for members of the committee to say, you were a premier in our area, you committed that you are going to want to bring, but it does not happen. So it means, if what is understanding, I have my understanding, and that's how we're going to be honest with each other. It's not a formality like this one, where we build a common understanding. There with me, the person, I'm not trying to raise anything, but I'm just saying, at least progressively, so on our majority this one, acknowledge that there's a need for us to probably have a better understanding of what is happening. And I'll fully support what you have said that let's do justice to our understanding in terms of how we will approach issues of minister's executive analysis. What if tomorrow they don't respect? There's no cause, no. So I'm just saying there's a need for us honestly to say when we have concretized our position, it is concretized not only in terms of paper, but also in cash. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't think the approach which partner with GP to devise the legislation.
To devise a legislative framework. To devise a legislative framework for the committee. This is a new committee. Surely the matter is in the help of Chairperson, the chief worker. To say that this is how we support you to get on your feet. But it seems that they are doing nothing. They're not helping us at all. So this is there you are going to it. From where I'm sitting now, another view might exist from the opposition that you don't want to have the executive to account. That can be something that I can say. I'm not saying my stance now. But if it goes further, you can say that
you know what, and then it's not even due to this committee's own making. We can blame the chairperson or anyone, and then it's not even your own making, understand, because it can be difficult at times, but be as it may, we have to continue with something. I would suggest that we work on a document. We cannot throw the baby out with the bath water. We were supposed to go to India to go and have a look at what they are doing. Can we have all those documents and maybe more so that we can read them, can the content advisors also work on a document based on it? It doesn't say we didn't go to India, we can't look at those documents. But the question will be, work on a document and then early next year, chairperson, we can have a look, the same as the petition document, we can have a document similar to that and work on it for a decade of undertakings, chairperson. I would also suggest we cannot work on a list of executive undertakings if we don't even know where it's supposed to come from. I can name a thousand undertakings that start with the opening of Parliament, when the President makes executive undertakings, part of the executive. Do we include provinces? Do we include will we take something from the table? What if they don't include them? Do we have a report to say that please include that and all that? So my suggestion is that person, we cannot work on this. We send us also back, and I know we are asked for time, but we cannot work on this document. I think for next time, let's work on a
get the document for legal. When you then we send them back, when do you refer to?
Send them back where they come from.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, just for the record, as far as petitions are concerned and the guidelines that we have received, I just want to make it clear that I am on the exact opposite side from Honourable Mohan. But when it comes to executive undertakings, I'm afraid that he is absolutely right in agreeing with me. This should have been planned. I think before you tell a committee you must do executive undertaking, they must make sure, or they should have made sure, that we as a committee and all our support staff know exactly the processes that should be followed, all of that. That should have been in place before we kick off. Now we are expected to perform without everything or the planning being in place. You don't start with something and then you do the planning. You first do the planning and then you implement it. But being what it is, my suggestion would be, I agree with Honourable Gius and Honourable Marty that an oversight visit to India is not the be-all and end-all. Research can be done from here as to what procedures they follow in India without us being there. I think that research should be done and should be communicated with us as a committee. So on that point, just those comments. But I want to get back to the point that the Honourable Manopole mentioned. And that was that in this document it says they're undertaking sent to depart. Now I know that you said there's no such thing, and that perhaps it's just the language that caused this confusion. My concern is that enough language causing enough confusion is going to become a problem. So I would like to call on the secretary and the support staff to just make sure that if you say their undertakings sent to committee, it means one thing. That undertaking sent to the department means another thing, because I'm now going to take this document to my office. And when I come back in a while and I say, but why hasn't the department responded, because they've already received this on the 3rd of September, I'm going to make a hell of a noise. And the department then says no, I'm going to say, but here it is, on black and white, you received it the 3rd of September. Why aren't you giving us any reply? I'm immediately going to be on my horse and I'm going to make a ton of noise, and then it's not the department's fault. In the meantime, just because of this language problem, it's going to cause embarrassment to someone. I'm not going to be very pleased if that embarrassment is caused to me. and I'm sure the other members would agree, they won't be happy if it happens to them. So language is important. I think that's one of the fundamentals. But overall, I support all the suggestions made by the three members.
Thank you very much. The directive will be the document should be withdrawn after the action committee. Does not capture the information we require to talk to. We were supposed to be talking about the days the committee was referred with the commitment as they are decided by the branch that desk as of now. And I think the confusion, we may not agree, you know, more. We all understand that it is because we are operating out of common sense, and it cannot be correct that we are running parliament out of common sense. Parliament should always be based on, you know, treaties of the rules, the policies, and regulation, including the act that might be there to guide all of us. Honorable Manu.
Who did you draw the document? Can I make a request that you don't have any of this?
But why? I still want to know. What are we drawing? What are we putting aside in this document for? Why? Is that important? Can we ask this question? Who did this document? For what reason?
I think one thing is that taking the thing back. We don't even change it back. We are just destroying it. It's my desk which says, and I'm saying I'm not saying your own thing. So thank you. Good. Honorable Manu.
Okay, I just want to say it because of. As you step off this next point, I know I wanted to say we're closing the question number 8. Clarity based on what the material has raised earlier on, with regards to the guidelines. I want to revert the guidelines before the rules.
Come
again. Before the rules have finalized our mandate.
On the petition.
On the
executive.
Yeah.
You're saying we are going to.
I heard that the proposal here on the decision was processed next year we come and start. There must be guidelines of the executive and the
decision.
I want to find out how we're going to develop the guidelines in the absence of finding our committee, the work of the committee or the members of the committee. Because first, to him and then we expect us to wait for the committee.
I hear what you're saying. To give an example of the little experience that I had in this rule things amendment, as a committee charged with a particular responsibility, you will always be the one in the forefront, identifying weaknesses and the recommendations. That will be forward to also the Rules Committee and then the Parliament through your report. And the Rules Committee in the previous Parliament on the private members' legislative proposals, special petition, what they did, the committee, I thought I'm helping to answer, but you don't seem to be interested in the what happens is, as a committee, we develop some kind of, you know, recommendations that we wanted to see them in the amendment. And then after being considered by Parliament, we then forwarded to, of course, our recommendation was that the Rules Committee should then consider to amend the rules in terms of ourselves to that effect. And I think the same rules, if we have got anything that we have produced, can be used in that regard. that the rules of National Assembly, Section 30, 135A and B, was then made in that regard by the committee after being, you know, recommending to both Parliament and adopted by Parliament to the rules. I'm sure we may follow it either of the rules. If the authority of Parliament themselves are doing their side quicker than us, good for us. If they don't, we still have to do something and give them to say, this is what we want you to do in order to make us be able to do our way. Thank you very much for that. That's not how we leave this item. We will get the proper information on the negative undertakings that have been referred to us. We will redo it and present it in the next meeting. The last item relates to the hearing, the report of the hearing. You all have the report. Can we look at page 1 of the report? This one, if you are struggling, this one. I'm sure we are talking two different things here. The agenda item is saying a report, but I've got the minutes. I'm not sure whether.
Honorable members, in front of you, you have the document dated the 5th of November 2014. Whilst the manager was finalizing editing this, he said we must separate this. One should be draft minutes and the other one should be report. So, but having the same information, what we have in front of us is a daily proceeding of what transpired on the 5th of November, which then really comes to us as minutes. But then as a separate thing, there's going to be a report which will then be tabled. So, because there's no clear definition as to what comes first when we say hearing and what supposed to be when that's ordinary meeting. So this is what we have, the deliberations and what transpired on the day.
Honorable Manopos. Because in the agenda, we expected to see them all. And then in the document it's referring to, it's giving us a draft minute. Whether they are talking one and the same activity, doesn't matter. A report should become a report. A minute should remain a minute. You can't confuse that.
So, Chairperson of the Department.
No report at that.
Okay, because this is
a report. That's what I'm hearing here.
Alright. So, get the report when tomorrow or the next meeting. Because that, you see, the report that was being done by contented by. It's the same report that we took in the second stage, the first time it was presented. It was similar to the second meeting. So then the project that I think was used for this kind of report. It can be that the quality of work of our work has been reduced from this to this. So there's supposed to be consistent on the focus. So I don't know what I'm saying.
No, I
don't. So because we don't have a report, then it's the question when I'm going to get important to process our focus.
I'm sure earlier when I said to Honorable Michalakis that when he asked, are we going to, because they are giving us the minutes of the feast, are we going to deal with them? I said no, because our program does not talk about the minutes. I was expecting that there will be a report amongst our government. So there's no report as such, Honorable Member. Honorable McElhackey.
Honorable Chairperson, of this minutes of the 5th of November, I would like to refer you to page 5, 2.1, resolutions by the committee. Now in the first place, those aren't the resolutions by the committee. 2.1 on page 5. resolutions by the committee. Now, in the first place, those aren't resolutions by the committee because the committee hasn't deliberated on these issues yet. So it can't be in a minute that it's the resolutions of a committee. It should read, if this were a report, recommendations to the committee. My suggestion would then be, if we carry on, well, it is either a minute, and if it's a minute, then I'm going to have to object to 2.1 because it's not a resolution taken by us. If you consider it as a report, that the word resolutions in both, you blend it to say recommendations to the committee, and then we can deliberate on this. But there was no resolutions by the committee. Thank you.
I was going to suggest that there's no report as expected by the meeting, and we should not replace the report with any other document that we find it. So I would want to apologize for putting an item that the documents are not here, and that we can't manufacture the report now. There's no way. We have to reschedule this reporting and then we get it as soon as possible. Honorable Junior.
Thank you, Chair. I think that you concluded on this matter. I just wanted to say that before we close the meeting and just to sort of get it onto the agenda at this point, relating to reports and public, our job very difficult tomorrow, Chairperson. We are dealing with two petitions. And we did not get a readiness
tomorrow.
Yeah. We did not get a readiness report. It's a question that
let's close this one and be sure that we have move away. One of them, because we are still on the
okay. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Chairperson, I just want clarity then on when we are going to deliberate or discuss this report and consider the recommendations. The reason why I would like clarity on that is because, especially with these two petitions referred to in the minute of 5 November, I have some serious legal issues that I have to raise with regards to the dealing with these petitions, which I think, if not raised, is going to cause a few problems for the committee. So I would just like to know when we are going to consider these so that I can just refer the committee to those certain legal issues that we have to consider, please.
I was going to request honourable members that he be given the, all the minutes and the report. I'm certain it should be before the end of this month tomorrow. We get those documents, and we will then battle with them when do we present them for our consideration. But in the process, in the make, you will then go through them and make whatever you think is the possible amendment or correction of the report that the minutes to them.
Chairperson, sorry to again have to speak, but I was just requiring, it's all within your discretion, of course, but wouldn't it perhaps be wise, it's just a question of dividing the minutes and the report, wouldn't it perhaps be proper that it would be ready by tomorrow if we have our meeting, if it's possible? You are raising your eyebrows, so if it's not possible, I'd rather have it at a later stage and done properly. But, yeah, it's all in your discretion. It would have been wonderful if it could have been on our tables tomorrow, though.
If not, you'll be informed that we have been unable to finish them.
I'm just surprised whether are we still having anyone who's traveling? Or because you said to us that there's no report. So, and the item you are on is a report. So why are we still deliberating on something that you don't have in front of us?
Because not necessarily deliberation, Madam Minister. I'm sure you heard me say to you, first you thought, how can you do submission or amendment or correction? then I'm saying you will get the press tomorrow, both the minutes and the report, possibly. And it's where you can do the unnecessary amendments or whatever you have, and then we'll look at them in the next meeting. Thank you very much. We have dealt with the item 9. Tomorrow we are going to have a hearing of both the my way in this man emanated from Eastern Cape, which is the concussion of a lot of, you know, stakeholders. In it is a Transnet. It is the government department deals with the issue of pension for government employees or entities that government are shareholders. It is we are going to have, is it trade and investor of their own project? Yeah, it's a massive kind of hearing tomorrow. And the second one is a 10 days proposal by Mr. Terrellange to consider amending the Labor Act. Those will be the two petitions tomorrow that will be with them. Honorable Nekalagi.
Chairperson, just on a point of clarity, and I'm almost too scared to ask, have the stakeholders been properly subpoenaed, or did they receive a love letter via the post dump?
Honourable Chairperson, Ms. Miller.
The announcement has never been intentional, but it's announcement, and that's an interpretation or the explanation of the announcement.
Chairperson, I raise the point of clarity. And on a point of order, perhaps the Honourable Manapura should listen, that the point of clarity has been raised. Thank you.
It was just to think whether things have been done to enable us to our work properly.
Chairperson, can I also ask the response can come? I just wanted clarity on the readiness for tomorrow. Last time all members in the committee said before we go for petitions, and there's no other time to ask it, honorable members, except for now, that we get a readiness report. I just wanted to know, do we have a readiness report? Because I didn't receive one yet for tomorrow. Thank you.
I think for that one, yeah. I think it has been developed. I've seen it. I'm not sure whether members, not all of you, have received it. The Honorable Julia said, who has presented it? Honorable Glass. Oh, it looks like all of them, they haven't received it. So you will be provided with that document. Explain on the.
Honourable members, there are two petitions before the committee tomorrow. Maivuye and Terrellange, paternity leave. The readiness is as follows. Both petitions are actually going to take place in the sense that all the stakeholders involved will receive information or receive letters, as you call it, they receive information to the extent that they are saying they are ready. Number one, Mr. Mashaya is a representative of the Maimuye Transport Corporation. The file that you have received, honorable members, is about 800 people who are being represented by this one person, who is also a consultant. He is ready, he is in the process of flying, coming to Cape Town. The respondent will be the Department of Labor. The Department of Labor's representative in Blackman is coming. She probably referred to another stakeholder. They are also in the process of arranging whether she will come. Then, when it comes to Transnet, Ms. Anfeare, who is a labor relations employee or manager, is saying the meeting coincides with the subpoena that he has as well for fraudulent cases. I'm quoting this because he also sent the document in response to say on the 26th, the subpoena should be somewhere in heaven. And yesterday, again, when I spoke to him after sending the letter, he said that he's attending to the strike. We wanted to know whether he can send somebody in his place. He said he's the only one, unfortunately, who understands transport issues. I cannot argue against that. That's what he said. And also, the executive of Maiwuye Transport Corporation, the CEO and the manager, confirmed that they are also coming to the nation. The PC on transport, PC on labor, select committee, committees were also invited. There are those who can say they can, but there are others who are saying they already have business. Shortcut is where we are for now. Thank you.
That's the readiness of thank you very much, honorable members. This is what brought us to the end of our business for today, and we then meet again tomorrow at the M46 Sunset at this building, and we then give you both here. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Yes, Mr. Mata.
Thank you.